squalor, moral bankruptcy, violence. These words best describe the 1930s. Fascism was wrapped in the Union Jack, foreign bullies gently mollified. Then war flared up in Spain, rapidly the world. On the streets of Britain, workers protested against their destitution. Even the Navy mutinied. The poor, however, did not always complain. Small pleasures could be cherished, as by a group of Welsh women from the distressed valleys at a holiday camp by the sea.
I'm 73 on Saturday. I'm now at Penbrae Camp, enjoying myself very much. But before I came, I have had a hard struggle to live. My husband was unemployed for 8 years. Of course, I'm sorry to say I've buried him 2 years ago. But I'm still blessed with things going on. I was blessed here last year, and I'm blessed this year.
My husband has been unemployed for 5 years, and it was with great difficulty that I found the 5 shillings to come to Penbrae Camp. When I left home last Friday morning, I left to the pantry bare. When I arrived at Penbrae Camp, the food was in abundance. I fetched my mother along with me, who was 60 years of age, who have never had a holiday in her life before.
I am one of the women of Bryn Ketting Club, enjoying a holiday here, whose husband is not unemployed. Everybody is very friendly. We all live happily together. We get a great deal of fun planning fancy dress dances, sing songs and concerts.
But even on holiday, their favourite songs were hymns.